Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, and thank you for tuning in live at Prophetic Miracle Prophecy, our open line. Our normal prophecy night is at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but today I had to come on at 1 p.m., so this is not a normal time for me, so I do thank those that were able to find the time to join me live on this hour. If you would like to receive your prophecy, the word from the Lord, you may do so by calling area code 347-884-9664. And also, if you're on any of the social network sites, Facebook, you can find me there at facebook.com/prophetic miracle. And if you would like to just email me privately in regards to the show, you may do so at propheticmiraclesministry@gmail.com. Well, I have the switchboard open and running, and I thank God for that today. I'll be opening up the switchboard to every code 347. I'm not sure exactly how God is going to lead on this hour. One thing I don't believe in is wasting time for the Lord. So once again, I thank you all for just joining me and just being able to be a blessing to you. When I open up the line, it's not necessary to identify who you are. If you have a question, comment, or whatever God has put on your heart to be a blessing to those that are listening as well as me, definitely be free, feel free, excuse me, to do so. God bless you, area code 347.
Good afternoon. God bless you, too, Pastor Brian. I guess it's a blessing to be on the line. And just to see what God has for me today, I know you have been giving me some good reports, but I thank and praise God for that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thank and praise God for you as well. I remember, and I'm going to see if you remember, I know last I spoke to you, I spoke about Florida coming up, and I think you said that you had nothing that you know of,
right,
or you did not know of anyone in Florida. But Florida is still around you.
Hmm.
And I'm not sure what that is all about. I know we spoke about that before you had called into the show. I actually see you actually going there. So I'm not sure what the purpose of the reason for traveling. But again, Florida, the state of Florida, excuse me, is still showing around you. So that's something that I definitely want to encourage you to definitely pray about to the Lord, that he will lead you accordingly and definitely to his will. Also, I'm seeing if you're going to remember, I spoke to you about a plastic bag.
Mm-hmm, yes.
You remember?
I remember, yes.
And I remember telling you that this plastic bag had something down inside of it.
Mm.
And I'm just allowing the Lord to try to bring all of that back. I still see that same bag.
Mm-hmm.
I still see that same bag. With direct details of what's in that bag, it looks to be if there are torn papers inside that plastic bag. For instance, you know how we read our mail and it's not mail that we need, and we would tear that mail up and we would either throw it down in the garbage or stick it down in a plastic bag. The paper that's torn, does it have any value? I don't know. But you need to locate the bag and see exactly what those papers are. Or it could have been something you have torn up and put down in a plastic bag that might have some important seeds, and you're not aware of it.
Okay. Well, if you is the bag with my project and my person around me or far from me?
Well, the thing about it, the bag is not in your possession now.
Okay.
But I do see the bag around you.
Okay.
So that plastic bag can be at any location.
Okay.
From your personal home, your dad's home,
mm-hmm.
you know, or wherever most of you travel to.
Okay.
And I'm just calling those locations because
yes.
those are locations that I know of.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
Yes. Yes, was there anything else?
No, not at the moment. Thank you. God bless you.
Okay, and God bless you too. And thank you for calling into the show as well.
Amen.
Yes, I thank the Lord that he had allowed me to remember all of that because certain things I write down as the Spirit lead me to do so. But it's not all that when you prophetically prophesize that you remember everything. So I just thank God for allowing me to remember that. Now, again, I have the switchboard. Not any callers as yet in the switchboard, and we do have 23 more minutes left in the segment show, and I would just like to wait patiently to see if anyone else is going to call into the show at area code 347-884-9664. You know, if not, I'm not going to waste any of God's time. We'll thank him for those that are listening via internet and for our caller, 347. I know that we've been having some technical difficulties with the switchboard here and getting on that Blog Talk Radio. So I'm very blessed and happy that God has made a way for me to do that. Once again, this is not a prophetic miracle normal night, normal time at 1 p.m. Normal time is what we operate Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I want you all to make that notation so that you do not miss any of these segment show. I want to talk to a caller that is actually listening live via internet and that is not in the switchboard. I know that you've been having, some problems with a specific project, not knowing whether it's a good time to go forward or not with this project. God is saying that now is the time to move forward with this project. And I just want to say that that's how powerful the Word of God is. It locates wherever God wants His Word to go so that others will be able to receive His word. And this is for someone that is listening live, that you are working on a specific project, and God is saying, now is the time to move forward with this project. This is a very crucial time in life where so much is going on and so much is happening. And I just want to encourage you to stay focused on the assignment. Stay focused on the assignment. Because what we see that is happening in the world is also a distraction from the enemy. anything to get our minds away from the things of God and to build up fear from within. I want you to stay focused on the assignment. Stay focused on what God has called you to be. Let no distraction, let no hindrance come before you and distract you into anything what God is doing and what God is going to do. And I want you to be encouraged in everything that you do. It's good to be able to speak the voice of God, but what good is it to receive the word, but then yet there's still no joy? So let your heart be encouraged, no matter what it is that you're going through, no matter what the situation is. And when I speak these things, I speak these things for myself. I never exclude myself because I know that, you know, I go through too. And the same way that you have to rely on the Lord to do certain things in your life, it's the same thing that I have to do. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to close out very shortly. Again, I said God's time is very important to me. But I just want to say to make sure that you come back and join us on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday of the week at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Once again, where you can call in to the show and just simply receive the prophecy, receive the word of the Lord and what he has pertaining to your life and what is it that God is speaking to your life. I want to thank Area Code 347 for staying along with me for this time, and may God continue to bless her. And also I want to thank the Lord for those that are listening via internet. God has not given me anything else to speak or do, so I like to just be obedient to the Spirit of God. Thank you for joining me, and remember you can join me again back here, Prophetic Miracle, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and God bless you all. Thank you for joining me live. Bye-bye.